Hey guys, it's H Town Wheelhouse. I'm back on the podcast. It's May 7th, 2019, 11:45 at night. That's right. Here's your update for your Houston Astros. The Houston Astros tonight fell to the Kansas City Royals 12-2. Kansas City's bats just absolutely slaughtered the Astros in a Game of Thrones theme night. It seemed like the ones that sat on the throne tonight were the Kansas City Royals with two grand slams, with their pitcher Duffy just making the Astros look very, very amateur tonight. Colin McHugh took the mound for the Astros in his previous two starts, which date back to 2016. He held the Kansas City Royals to seven scoreless innings in both of those starts. Tonight, the strikeouts he did get were on his slider. The home runs he gave up were on his slider. Slider was flattening out a lot tonight. And when you're not hitting your spots, bad things happen. Now, granted, if you take away those two grand slams, you give him a little bit more spin control, that game is easily a 4-2 ball game. Easily. But tonight, as we saw, when you put the ball over the big part of the plate in Enron and oh, wow, in Minute Maid Park, you're going to see the ball fly out. One of the things, though, I do like about watching the Astros on TV is they've got great commentary. Todd Callis, Jeff Blum, Julie Morales do a bang-up job, and they make the games enjoyable even when they're not fun to watch. Even then, when as a fan, you're just struggling in your mind to keep the TV on. But there were some good things that I think that will come out of this. And in the end, I think the Astros will be fine, as they've got great starting pitching. They've got the best back end of the bullpen in the league. And they've got one of the most potent offenses going. Tonight, the Astros managed only two runs on seven hits. Michael Brantley did get a couple hits. Alex Bregman hit his 10th home run of the season. Carlos Correa's hitting streak ended. And Jose Altuve continues to struggle at the plate. He looks very uncomfortable up there. And it looks like his timing is just a bit off. I don't know all the ins and the outs and the technicalities of hitters working on their swing. And I'm sure others out there do. But for myself as a lifelong fan, when a great hitter is struggling, you see it on their face. Now, last night, when the Astros did beat the Royals, it was a key defensive play at the end of the game where Jose Altuve contributed to the win. So you don't always have to have him help you with the bat because this lineup is stacked. Michael Brantley has got to be one of the smartest signings of the offseason. He is one of the most amazingly smooth hitters in the major leagues. He's got a pure swing. His bat goes through the zone smoothly and just makes contact, puts spin on the ball to where a lot of the hits you see him get are falling in the gap and going away from players to their right or to their left, hitting against the shift. It's really fun to watch. So glad Michael Brantley's here. Now, I had mentioned earlier or wanted to mention that with Colin McHugh's struggles, I know Brad Peacock's been struggling. I'm assuming the Astros pretty soon are going to be moving Peacock in the next month or two back into the bullpen where I think he's more effective in a long relief situation and either trade for another arm or bring someone up from the minor leagues. With that being said, the Astros have enough things to focus on right now that they don't really need to worry about that just yet. But how entertaining is it that they put Tyler White on the mound in the ninth inning? He got a strikeout and he got a couple flyouts. It was amazing. He threw a 63-mile-an-hour cutter, I think. I don't know what it was. And then he cranked it up to 81 with the fastball. He walked the first batter. But what a really cool thing to see. That's what's great about baseball. So you can take anybody at any time and put them on the mound. And Todd Callis and Jeff Blum were trying to look back. They're like, was he a pitcher in college? Did he pitch in high school? And Jeff Blum said, next time I go golfing with them, I'm going to ask them how that came about. That would be a pretty interesting conversation to be in on. So regardless of this huge loss of being just raked over the coals 12-2 and giving up the grand slams, the Astros still have a lot to look forward to. They still have the second highest rated bullpen in the major leagues, regardless of what they did tonight. They still have one of the best rotations, regardless of what McHugh did tonight. And they still have one of the most solid lineups. One of the things I'm going to talk about next is famine or feast at the plate. All right, let's talk about the bats here with the Houston Astros. The bats lately have been very hot or very cold. When you look at the Astros' schedule and you go back and look at their wins, in the last three games that they won, scored 14, 10, and 6. Then if you go back to their April games, you see in their wins, they scored 6 runs, 9 runs, 8 runs, 10 runs, 9, 7. The list goes on and on. In their losses, 1 run. Very few games do they lose where they score 3 or more runs. Some of them they've lost in that fashion. But if they score 3 more runs, they typically do what they need to do to win. The lineup is such that no matter who you pitch to or pitch around, there's always somebody else that's come up. The thing that I like the most this year is you have people stepping up to the plate that aren't supposed to be stepping up to the plate. Number one, you have Robinson Chirinos batting 269 right now. Robinson Chirinos batting 269 with 4 home runs already is a phenomenal clip for a catcher, especially in this lineup. You have Yuli Gurriel's cooled off a little bit at 252. Carlos Correa's over 300. Michael Brantley's over 300. Josh Reddick. So you got 3 300 hitters. Bregman's at 282. He could easily get 15 or 20 more points if he gets even hotter than he's been, because he's been on fire lately. George Springer's at 285. That's very solid. Even, believe it or not, Tyler White is batting 283 now with all the flack that he's getting and the 21 strikeouts he has. He's still batting 283. He's actually batting 40 points higher than Altuve. Now, Altuve does have a larger sample size of 35 games versus Tyler White's 19 games. Altuve is going to figure this out sooner or later. Almedes Diaz has hit in key times, but he's only batting 216. Tony Kemp, he's really not pulling his weight when it comes to hitting. The problem with Kemp, the problem with White if they struggle, or even Stassi, is they are pretty much out of options, I believe. I'd have to go back and check on Stassi's status as far as his contract and where he stands. But I know for a fact that for sure Kemp and White are pretty much the last option. And I joked around on Twitter tonight, hey, it looks like they're trying to make Tyler White more tradable to show his versatility as a pitcher, and he can play other positions other than DH. But that was just tongue-in-cheek. And another great surprise is Jake Mariznick. Jake Mariznick, he may only have 2 home runs, but he's batting 265. That may not be great at all-star level, but for him, it's far better than 185 or 205. So this team from top to bottom has a solid output when it comes to average. When it comes to on-base percentage, just about everybody's around 370, 380, except for a few hitters here and there. The slugging percentages are decent. But the thing that I think is the most telling right now is you have like Jose Altuve has 25 strikeouts. He's gone seasons where he's struck out only 70 times. Clearly, he's in a slump. When he breaks out, who knows? He'll go 438 in a month or hit 500 in a month. He's done it before. When you look at the pitching, the records are a little deceptive as to the greatness of what our starting pitchers have done, because Gerrit Cole a couple times has not gotten any run support. Gerrit Cole's 3-4. Gerrit Cole could easily be 6-1 or 5-2. Verlander's leading the staff at 5-1. The relief pitchers are doing their job. They're getting their strikeouts, and there's no other team in this league that has solidified that position like the Houston Astros have with the middle and the back part of the bullpen. Even with the anchors of Verlander and Cole, Miley's done a great job. Until tonight, McHugh's done well. Peacock has gotten a little more shaky in his last couple of starts. That's why I think that they are going to go out and get another arm. The Houston Astros are trying to take it back this year. Let's see if they get the series win tomorrow against the Kansas City Royals. Again, this is H-Town Wheelhouse. Check me out on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse, H-Town underscore Wheelhouse, and on Instagram as well. Check out Fansided, as I am a contributing writer to Climbing Taos Hill and currently writing a series and keeping up with and chronicling Wade Miley called the Miley Chronicles. Volume 1 is out. Check it out. Y'all have a good evening, Houston. We'll see you tomorrow.